There is a practice in many, it's becoming increasingly popular in many different places, that people host minyanim in their home. If they don't want to go to the shul on Friday night because the shul is, an 8-minute walk instead of a 2-minute walk, so people like to have a minyan in their house. So I want to discuss a little bit today about the halachic challenges of having a minyan in a house. So, first of all, this is not about starting a new shul. That's a whole different halachic challenge that there's a lot written on in the poskim. When you are and are not allowed to start a new shul when there's already an existing shul, that's an issue of Yoridum Schavero and about weakening an existing shul. We're not going to get into that. This is just about a house minyan. Also, house minyanim come in a lot of different forms. Some house minyanim meet all the time. They just happen to be in someone's house. That's what they call a shtibel. Some house minyanim only meet on occasion. They don't meet all the time. They're only Friday night minyanim. Sometimes Friday night and Shabbos. Some have a Sefer Torah. Some don't have a Sefer Torah. So there are different. So some of the issues will apply to all house minyanim. Some of the issues we're going to talk about apply to some of them. You have to plug it in your own brain. I'm not going to go through all the different types of house minyanim with each issue that we discuss. And also, we should realize that there's no. It's not that there's an isser to daven anywhere. Meaning, I shouldn't say anywhere. You're not allowed to daven in front of tzoa. You're not allowed to daven in beis avod zarah, things like that. But there's not an isser to daven in the house. We're not talking about isser over here. We're talking about what is halachically preferred. Now, it doesn't mean it's not a halacha. Things could be a halacha and still not be what we would call an avero or a losase or an iser, but this is certainly a halachic issue, but it is not a formal iser that we're talking about. Just like tefillah b'tzibur, let's say. According to many, many poskim, we discussed once about whether tefillah b'tzibur is the icing on the cake or the cake itself. Tefillah b'tzibur, it's not an iser to daven b'yechidus, it's just not the best way to do the mitzvah to daven b'yechidus. So what are the issues of having a house meeting? So issue number one is Baravam Hadras Melech. Pasuk in Mishlei, Perek Yidal, tells us that when you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it with a large group. That's a way to glorify HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we apply this concept all over the place. Bir Alach and Sim Kufnun Hay says, even when you learn Torah, you should try to learn Torah in a base of Medrash rather than learn alone, because a large group of people gives more cover to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So, Bravam Hadras Melech causes the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Sadi, Sif Tes, to say, Yishroi is davening in a shul together with the community. Magen Avram over there, Sif Kantes Vav, says explicitly, if a person has a minion in his house, he should still daven in shul, because there is a larger crowd in the shul, berav am hadras melech. So if that's the case, if the minyan in the house, sometimes the house minyanim have more people than the shul has, but if the house minyan has less people than the shul has, so it's not, sometimes say berav am hadras melech, please berav am hadras melech. It's a real halacha, it's a halachic concept, it's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Magen Avraham, the Sadi Shulchan Aruch, applies it specifically to this case. So that is one reason to not prefer a house minyan. A second potential reasons. Gemara in Brachos Tav Chesam et al. Says that someone who has a Beis HaKnesses Be'iro in his city and he does not go into it to daven is called a Shachin Ra. He's called an evil neighbor. Shulchan Aruch, it's not just Nagarato, Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Siman Sadi, Si'if Yod Aleph. However, this may not apply to a house minyan because the Mishra Brura and Sifkat and Lamed Ches over there points out in the name of the Prima Gadin that maybe a person is even required to daven in a shul when you don't have a minyan at all. Even in the shul you won't have a minyan. Maybe that's what Shachin Ra applies to. But Mishra Brura points out, if you have a minyan in your house, then you're not going to be called a Shachin Ra for not going to the shul. It's if you don't have a minyan in your house and then you don't go to the shul, that's when you're called a Shachin Ra. That's when you're called an evil neighbor. So probably evil neighbor is not as clearly a problem with a house minyan. A third problem is Koveh Makom L'Tfila, that the Gemara tells us that a person is supposed to be koveh makom l'tfilah. So, in fact, the Gemara in Brachos Dav Vav Beis says that anybody who sets a makom for his tefillah is considered to be an anav and a tzaddik or a chassid, hey anav, hey chassid, and talmidah shel Avram Avinu, is considered to be a talmid of Avram Avinu. So, talmidah Rabbi Yonah say, the need to set a place to daven applies to somebody who davens in his house. When you daven in your house, you should have a given location that you go to daven. The Rush, however, says that the need to be koveh makom for your tefillah applies even within a shul. You should daven in the same shul as often as possible. Shouldn't go minyan hopping, I'll daven in this shul this time, that shul that time. You should daven in the same shul as often as possible and in the same seat within that shul. That is the opinion of the Rush, and that's what we assume like in the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch passes like the Rush and Siman Sadi Sif Yates, that you should consistently daven at the same shul, sit in the same seat in the shul. Mishra Brura says that when you have no choice place but to daven at home, then you should have a spot in your home also that you daven at. But really the halacha is, the halacha applies equally to davening in a shul because of kaveh makom l'tfilasa. Now the requirement to daven in a consistent place is important, and a person who's careful to observe that halacha is certainly praiseworthy, but there are certain cases where you don't have to sit in your makom kavua. The Aruch HaShulchan and Siman Tzadi, Siv Chav Gimel, says that when there's a tzorech gadol, you're allowed to leave your makom kavua. You're allowed to go to a different location. Kaf HaChaim says, let's say you're sitting, your makom kavua is now surrounded by talkers, by people who talk during davening. Better to leave your makom kavua and not be distracted during davening, so that you'll at least be able to focus on your davening. I would argue that if somebody is already in your seat by the time you arrive at shul because you have arrived late and they are in your seat, you should not come in. As my brother said, there's a guy in the shul that he davens in that comes in screaming during Kriya Satora every time, Makom Kavua, Makom Kavua, you're in my seat. So if you're walking in a Kriya Satora, you should not be screaming Makom Kavua. Now the Rosh Shlomo Zalman takes Makom Kavua so seriously in Halicha Shlomo Parakei that he says it's more important to daven in your Makom Kavua than to say Pesukei Dezimra. So if you're the minion that is in your Makom Kavua, you're late to, or you can catch another minion somewhere else that you will be on time to that starts later, better to daven in your regular minion in your makom kavua. That's preferable to pesukei dezimra. Rav Shlomo Zalman is even mesupak that maybe it trumps tefillah betzibur, that if there's no minion in your makom kavua, but there is a minion somewhere else, maybe makom kavua would even beat out tefillah betzibur. Now, I don't think we would pass on that it beats out tefillah betzibur, but what I'm trying to highlight is that it is a real issue. So much so that a posuk of the statue of Shlomo Zalman Orbach thought that it might even trump tefillah betzibur. So makom kavua is a significant issue, and when one davens in a house minion, so that it's hard to call that a makom kavua. If it's a minion that meets once a week on a Friday night or something, difficult to call it a makom kavua. Now, I don't remember how many we're up to. Fourth issue, I think, kedushas beis hakneses. I think this is clearly the strongest argument against house minyanim. There is an entire area of halacha called kedushas beis hakneses. What you are allowed to do in a shul, not allowed to do in a shul. What happens after a shul is abandoned or destroyed, when you allow to knock down a shul to build a new one. All of this assumes that there is a kedusha to the makom. That, why do we have such a concept of kedusha beis hakneses? Clearly, it's so that we can daven in a place that has an elevated status of kedusha. In fact, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Vav says that ain't tefilas shel adam nishmas ela beis hakneses. A person's tefilos are only heard in a shul, meaning a place that has a kedusha of a shul. Now there is a machlokas in the Rishonim and Achronim exactly what the parameters of that idea is, that the tefillah is not heard outside of the shul. The Rambam holds that it applies whether you're davening with a minion or whether you're davening alone. Ein tefillah shel adam nishmas ela beis hakneses. A tefillah is always enhanced when it's offered in a shul. It's always better, it's always at a higher level when it's offered in a shul. Shulchan Aruch paskens this way in Siman Tzadi Sif Tes, like the Rambam, that the tefillah is always enhanced when davening in a shul. Now, if you choose to daven in a house minyan, l'chora, one is sacrificing one of the greatest tools to affect the acceptance of his tefillah. Shulchan Aruch says, yishtadel adam l'spal bebeis hakneses im atzibur. Person should work very hard to daven in a shul with the tzibur, both in a shul and with a tzibur. One without the other is not enough. A person should work hard for both. Another issue that comes up is that many of the house minyanim do not have an Aron Kodesh or a Sefer Torah. Now certainly you could fulfill tefillah b'tzibur without an Aron Kodesh, and even a room without an Aron Kodesh may have Kedusha Space HaKnesses. That's somewhat debatable. Rav Shechter writes in Eretz Tzvi that Kedusha Space HaKnesses emanates from the presence of the Aron Kodesh, and if there is no Aron Kodesh, you may not have Kedusha Space HaKnesses. But the full sense of standing Lefnei Hashem L'chora can only be achieved in a room with an Aron Kodesh and a Sefer Torah. How do I know this? The Ramah writes in Simkuf Lamed Aleph Sif Beis that one does not put his head down for Tachanun in a place that has no Aron Kodesh or Sefer Torah. The Mishnah Berurah explains that we learn from Pasuk in Sefer Yoshua that falling on your face is only done Lefnei Hashem, Lefnei Aron Hashem, because only that has the heightened sense of Lefnei Hashem. So Yitzhak Silberstein, Chashukei Chemin, and Yuma Daf Samaches says that you see from there that when there's a Sefer Torah are present, the place is considered to be more lifnei Hashem than a place that doesn't have an Aron Kodesh and a Sefer Torah. So if a person chooses to daven in a room that does that, and this l'chora would apply even within a shul, where they want to go make a minyan in the coat room or in a side room or whatever for a yard site, so you have to cheshbon out whether it's worth that sacrifice of davening, you know, to do the chesed with someone who wants to make the minyan for the yard site. The poskim discuss this at length, whether it's worth that kind of sacrifice that you're missing out on not just Kedushas Beis HaKnesses, but on the place that has an aron. Then you have another problem. There are very often environment problems when you're not in a shul. The Gemara says that there are a lot of requirements to distance a person of oneself from tsoa and from reach ra when davening. Shulchan Aruch Simon Sadi Siv Chavav says you're not allowed to daven in a place where there's a bad smell. The Shulchan Aruch Simon Pei Gimel Siv Aleph says you're not allowed to say Shema directly across from a bathroom. Shulchan Aruch discusses additionally in that the necessary arrangement of a room in order for people to combine into a minyan. For example, if you have 10 people divided amongst two different rooms, even though they can see and hear each other, that doesn't make tefillah b'tzibur. They don't combine for one tzibur. Also, Shulchan Aruch Simon Tzadi Sif Gimel says that it's asur to daven across from cloth that's woven with images because it could distract a person's attention from tefillah. So you're not allowed to daven near pictures or things like that that will be very distracting to a person. And certainly, there's a reason why you never see photographs of people in a shul. You have an additional problem that it looks like, just like you're not allowed to daven in front of a mirror because it looks like you're bowing to yourself. So l'chora, the same would apply to daven in front of pictures of people. You don't want it to look like you're bowing to people there. And also another environmental problem that comes up a lot of times in someone's house. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe Archaim Chelak Aleph Siman Lamed Aleph that a shul should not rent out for Yom Noraim a dance hall to hold the tefillahs of Yom Noraim, because the normal usage of that room affects the kind of tefillah that's offered in that room. And if normally that room is used for leitzanus or whatever, so it should not affect the kind of tefillah. Now I don't know what's always on TV nowadays, but probably when people have a minyan in their television rooms, in their family rooms with the television, that's probably not a place where they're watching serious programming most of the time that enhances their level of avodas Hashem. So shuls, on the other hand, are built to be ideal places for tefillah. Bathrooms are at a distance from the sanctuary. The sanctuary is built large enough to accommodate a large crowd at one time. There are no pictures or other distractions in front of the people who are davening there, hopefully, while the room is typically only used for Torah and Tefillah. So that would, all of these problems can be solved when one davens in an actual shul. Those are the halachic issues. Then you also have some other issues that one cannot say are halachic per se. For example, the Gemara in Brachos Tav Ches says that Rabbi Yochanan was surprised when he saw that there were old people in Bavel, because the Torah says that we'll have long days on our land, Al Ha'adama. So how could it be? People are living long in Eretz Yisrael. So they told him, no, these people come early to shul and leave late from shul. They're in shul all day. So he says, that makes sense, because when you're in shul all day, then that's going to be a skula for long life. The Yalkut Shimoni in Parshas Ekev tells the story of a woman who was very old and her quality of life had degenerated to the point that she just wanted to die already. So she went to ask Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta what to do. Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta says, well, do you go to shul all the time? She said, yeah. He said, don't go for a few days and then you'll die, no problem. And she didn't go for a few days and she dropped dead. So going to shul is a school for the man Yirbu Yimeichem, even in Chutz La'aretz. Also, very often people don't realize that there's a certain achrayus as a member of a community that we have, and again, I wouldn't call this a halachic reason, but there's a certain achrayus as a member of a community to enhance the communal sense of Avodas Hashem and the communal institutions. Very often you'll go into shuls in major communities on a Friday night and the place is half empty and it doesn't have a sense of a geshmaka davening and the kind of kvot shemayim that you get when a place is buzzing and when a place is alive with energy and there are a lot of people, and that's because people chose not to go. People chose that they could do their Avodas Hashem in their own way, and I'm davening with a minyan, there's no skin off my back. But it is something that we should take into account in terms of the overall communal structure. And also, what happens very often is that if you have a minyan in a house, you have, first of all, you have all sorts of shailas, not the least of which is whether you should say the paragraph after Shmona Esrei on Friday night or not say the paragraph, how much of a minyan kavua you need. Maybe that's a separate 10-minute halacha, sure, we could have. But all sorts of shailas could come up during tefillah. And usually there's no rabbi there, so it's amateur hour. Everyone decides, oh, well, I heard this once, what does it say in the bottom of the art school sitter? It becomes a little silly and not so kavadik. On the other hand, there are situations where a house minion is certainly warranted. The Sefer Tefillah Kilchus, Perek Beis Harachav Tes, quotes from Rav Yashiv Zichron Levracha, that if you're needed to help make a minion in a house for people who are physically unable, either due to age or due to illness, they're unable to go to shul, so you could bypass the requirement to daven in shul for doing that chesed. Of helping somebody out who's not going to be able to make it there, and that seems to be accepted by a good number of postmen. There's also an issue of davening where one learns that might trump the need to go to the davening where one learns is even stronger than davening in a shul. But again, that might be a separate shiur. There was an article written in the Journal of Halakha and Contemporary Society by Dr. Stephen Oppenheimer a while ago, where he quoted Mori v'Rabbi Rav Schechter, who said the following when they asked him about Friday night minyanim. So Rav Schechter said that it is improper to have a minyan in someone's house. The Yerushalmi explains, Dirshu Hashem Bihimatzo refers to Beis HaKnesses. The Talmud Bavli tells us that ain't tefillah shodim nishmas. Ela b'Beis HaKnesses, the sanctity of the place augments the efficacy of the prayers, so that even an individual praying by himself should preferably pray in shul. The Talmud tells us whoever has a shul in his neighbor and does not attend services there is considered a shachin ra, an evil neighbor. Dr. Oppenheimer asked Rav Moshe Sternbach what he thought about Friday night minyanim. He said, look, you have to analyze. If the minyan, what would happen if you didn't have this minyan? So if you didn't have this minyan, most of the people there just wouldn't go to shul at all, they wouldn't daven with the minyan Friday night, then it's probably kedai to have the minyan. But if the majority of the people in that minyan would have otherwise gone to the shul, it's just they preferred to have the convenience and the quicker davening or whatever, but they would have otherwise gone to shul, then it's entirely inappropriate to have such a minyan. So that's the basic. Again, so I don't think most people who host minyanim in their house, I don't think are even aware that these issues exist. I think they're trying to do a chesed. I think that a lot of times their hearts are in the right place and they're trying to do the right thing, and they don't even know that all these halachos are actually on the books, that they actually exist in Shulchan Aruch. I spoke to a Talmud Chacham recently before I put together this shiur, and I said, I'm thinking about writing something on this topic, and he said, what's there to talk about? Bravam Hadras Melech, that's all there is? So if a Talmud Chacham could say that to me, he's totally unfamiliar with all the other halachic concepts, so I think a lot of people are totally unfamiliar as well. So we're here to educate. We're here to educate ourselves and to educate others about all of these halachic issues.